欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林。
我是麦杨林，快来告诉大家今天都要学什么呢？
没问题，今天咱们要来一次徒步旅行。
Wow, what a beautiful day. I love being outdoors.
聊聊怎么对付苛刻的上司。
Maybe what's needed here is a fresh approach.
还要告诉你怎么说辩解搪塞。
Hiking, that's my favorite outdoor activity. It's so relaxing and peaceful. It's great to feel close to nature.
But aren't you afraid of all the bugs and wild animals in the woods? Bugs, mosquitoes, spiders, snakes, bears?
你真是个胆小鬼。For bugs, well, that's why we have bug repellent.As for bears, normally they won't come if they see fire or lights.
要是让我住五星级酒店，我就去。不过现在咱们还是言归正传，赶快来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Fulfilling. Fulfilling is spelled F-U-L-F-I-L-L-I-N-G. Fulfilling.
Fulfilling, 令人满意的。
I had the most fulfilling lunch.
我午饭吃得太满意了。
The old couple had a long-lasting and fulfilling marriage.
这对老夫妇的婚姻长长久久，幸福美满。
Volunteering at the soup kitchen was the most fulfilling experience for me.
对我来说，在食物救济站做义工是收获最多的经历。有关专家说，
Living within your means is the key to a fulfilling retirement.
要想有一个令人满意的退休生活，量入为出是关键。
For anyone who likes kids, a career in teaching could prove to be a fulfilling career.
对喜欢孩子的人来说，教书可能会是个让他们满意的职业。好的，今天我们学习的词是
fulfilling, fulfilling, fulfilling.
So, Mike...You have been working for about a month now, right? How do you like it here?
Oh my gosh, I really love it. I get to use my Chinese, keep up to date with the current affairs, and I can use my research and acting skills. It's so fulfilling.
That's great. And you forgot to mention how much you like to work with me. Also, I need to let you know, 今天晚上给你庆祝工作满月的 happy hour, 我去不了了。
Wait, what?Why?
哎呀，工作太忙了嘛！你看，等一下我还要写好几篇稿子，还得录节目，还得排练明天的演出，所以
Hold on, don't just try to explain this away with me. You have a date, don't you?
Of course not. 我可不是重色轻友的人。
Okay, okay, okay. I'm just messing with you.
Hey, 你这人。不过刚才你提到了个很好的词儿 ，explain away. 咱们现在就先来学学这个习惯用语的用法吧。美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第979讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
我记得一个月前我们办公室来了一位新同事，但最近一直没看见他，问了其他同事才知道他被炒鱿鱼了。原来啊，他工作拖拉，而且还推辞说是因为自己患有维他命缺乏症，公司最终还是决定开除他。这也让我想到了一句习惯用语，那就是
Explain away. Explain is spelled E-X-P-L-A-I-N. Explain. And away? A-W-A-Y. Explain away.
Explain 是解释的意思， Explain away 就是搪塞、辩解的意思。上面的例子里，我的同事显然试图用缺少维他命来为他的工作效率低下做辩解。
In the end, that excuse couldn't explain away her inefficiency at work.
最终，他没法再为自己的低效率辩解。下面的例子里，我们的职业顾问要给我们一些工作中的建议，让我们来听听看。
Are you having trouble finding employment because of gaps in your resume?Rather than explaining away why you were laid off or took time off, consider being honest. Let employers know why you lost your job or needed to stop working to raise a family or tend to a sick relative. Often, a good reason will help you get hired again.
这段话是说，你是否也曾因为简历里头有断层而没有被雇用呢？ 与其极力辩解自己为什么会被开除或者有段时间没有工作，不如如实告诉雇主到底发生了什么，告诉雇主你为什么丢了饭碗，或者必须停止工作来照顾孩子或者照看生病的亲人。真实的原因一般都能帮助你再找到下一份工作。
我觉得大家一般都是害怕雇主不能理解他们的境遇，迫不得已才编出各种故事来掩饰事实。与此相同的，如果你觉得工作太难或者有什么不懂的地方，不如诚实地告诉你的老板。
Rather than explaining away why you didn't finish the work, you should just go ahead and let your boss know what you don't understand.
好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Are you having trouble finding employment because of gaps in your resume? Rather than explaining away why you were laid off or took time off, consider being honest. Let employers know why you lost your job or needed to stop working to raise a family or tend to a sick relative. Often, a good reason will help you get hired again.
Explain away, 解释、搪塞。一般来说，父母最爱的当然都是自己的孩子，会对他们百般呵护。但是下面的例子里的这位母亲却不是这样，让我们来听听看。
The daycare worker asked the mom how her child had gotten such a terrible bruise. She said he'd fallen out of bed, but that didn't explain away some of the other marks found on his body. When investigators determined he'd been beaten by his mother, she stopped trying to invent reasons for her son's injuries.
这段话是说，幼儿园的工作人员问这位母亲为什么她的孩子身上有一种特别严重的淤青。她说这是孩子从床上掉下来摔的，但这并没有解释清楚孩子身上的其他伤痕。调查人员最后得出结论，孩子是被妈妈打的。她这才停止为自己孩子的伤痕寻找借口。
据说全世界每天有数百万孩子受到父母或者监护人的殴打或虐待。所以如果你听到了什么或者怀疑什么，千万要站出来质问。
Be suspicious when someone's trying to explain away a cause of concern. You may be saving a life.
对一些试图辩解的人特别小心，你可能将挽救一条生命。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The daycare worker asked the mom how her child had gotten such a terrible bruise. She said he'd fallen out of bed, but that didn't explain away some of the other marks found on his body.When investigators determined he'd been beaten by his mother, she stopped trying to invent reasons for her son's injuries.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 explain away, 意思是辩解、搪塞。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
谢谢各位的收听。
So, Younglin, I have an idea. We should go hiking today. Since our big boss isn't here, and our little boss is not here either, we don't have to explain anything away.
哎，嘘，小声点儿，你还这么大言不惭地说，小心被听到了。
Oh, hiking. How much I miss you.
你还真的很喜欢徒步旅行啊。Why do you like hiking so much?
I just love being in the woods and being close to nature. It's very relaxing and peaceful.You can escape from the pressures and stress from real life.
我可害怕大虫子、大蛇和大黑熊。正好在今天的 Go English 里 ，Daphne 和 Roger 就聊起了徒步旅行，咱们一起去听听吧。
美语三级跳，各位听众，大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目远足旅行单元的初级课程。Stephanie 是个远足迷，她和朋友 Roger 一起去山里露营。不过，不是所有人都喜欢户外活动。
That's right, Winnie. Some people like hiking, but some like to stay indoors.
Wow, what a beautiful day. I love being outdoors.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's wrong, Roger? Don't you like being in nature?
Daphne, I grew up in the city. For me, being in nature is going to a city park.
哎，看来啊 ，Roger 就是那种不解风情的人。这个在城市长大的 City Boy 居然说，他和 Nature 大自然最亲密的接触啊，顶多是 Go to a City Park 上街心公园。
Right. What does Daphne think?
Daphne 说她喜欢 being outdoors, 做户外活动。诶 ,Professor, outdoors 的反义词就是 indoors 吧。
Yes, you can also say inside and outside. They mean the same thing.
我明白了 ,indoors 和 inside 都是在室内,而 outdoors 和 outside 则是在户外。
Oh, Roger, stop complaining. Just look at all the great scenery.
How can I enjoy the scenery when it's so hot and the mosquitoes are biting me?
Don't you think it's worth it to see all this beautiful nature?
The only thing I can think about right now is the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, 蚊子。Professor Bowman, 我啊不得不承认蚊子啊的确让人讨厌。我不在乎刮风下雨或者太阳的曝晒。可是啊如果有蚊子要咬我我还真受不了呢。
Why don't you just wear bug repellent?
Bug repellent? 驱虫剂。诶我用过可是不管用。对了 ,Professor,什么叫 scenery?
Winnie, scenery, S-C-E-N-E-R-Y, scenery means the appearance of a place. Sometimes people also use the word view. For example, after I climbed the mountain, I enjoyed the beautiful view at the top.
Oh, view 和 scenery 都是景色的意思。不过呢 ,view 多指从远处或者高处所见的景色。Roger 说蚊子不停地咬它，让它没有办法集中精力享受眼前的美景。
That's right. Let's see if Roger is having any other problems.
Daphne, can we please stop for a minute? I'm really thirsty and my legs are sore.
Roger, are you really that out of shape? We've only been walking for 20 minutes.
I know, but this trail is really steep.
Well, okay. We can stop and rest for a few minutes.
Roger 才走了二十分钟就累了，难怪 Daphne 说他 out of shape, 身体素质差劲。
Yes, and the opposite of being out of shape is being in shape.
In shape 就是状态好，身体棒。在远足的时候，如果 out of shape, 就会像 Roger 那样 legs get sore, 两腿酸疼。
Exactly. But Winnie, why does Roger say he is so tired?
他说这是因为 the trail, 山路太 steep, 陡峭了。
All right, Roger, are you ready to go again?
I don't think I can go any farther today. I'm so tired. Let's camp here tonight.
But Roger, we have only gone 1 mile. Let's hike a little farther.
Please, Daphne. I didn't know how hard hiking is. If we try to go any farther, it might kill me.
All right, we can camp here. You rest, and I'll make a campfire.
哎，这 Roger 真是弱不禁风哎，走了不到一个英里，已经精疲力尽，一步也走不动了。
That's right. Roger is not a good hiker. But Winnie, do you know what the word camp means?
Camp, C-A-M-P, camp, 就是露营的意思。对了 ,Professor, 既然说到露营，那Campfire, 就是露营时点的篝火吧。
Yes. Do you think Roger will like camping more than hiking?
我觉得不大可能。不过啊，还是下次继续听吧。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里。感谢您的收听，下次再见。
原来 Roger 不是特别喜欢远足，他 prefer to be indoors, 喜欢待在室内，而且 out of shape, 身体素质不行，走两步就累得直喘气。而 Daphne 很喜欢远足， she enjoys the scenery, 喜欢高处的景色。
Exactly. The view is so good on top of a mountain. It also helps you get in shape.
I just don't like to get messy. 我就不喜欢浑身是泥，到处都是蚊子包的感觉。而且吧，我特别招蚊子，每次蚊子都先叮我。
Well, in that case, I will definitely make sure to bring you next time I go hiking. I'll save tons of money on bug spray.
Hey, 真是个坏蛋。
Well, although I'm not a big fan for hiking, I like the idea of taking a break when our bosses are not here.
Well, we are kind of lucky that we have an awesome boss. But Betty isn't so lucky. In today's business etiquette, she's going to talk to Gary about how to deal with a bad boss. Let's see what they have to say.
礼节美语。
Betty 受了上司的气，找 Gray 去抱怨。
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to start sending out my resume tomorrow.
Wow. I've never seen you this angry before. What gives?
Pat just chewed me out for the third time this week. In public, no less. She hates me.
Betty 气哼哼地说，我受够了。
I've had it.
Gray 问 Betty 是怎么回事。Betty 说，
Pat chewed me out.
哦，原来他又被上司 Pat 骂了一顿。
What happened?
I printed my quarterly report on both sides of the paper. Pat doesn't like that because she uses the blank side for notes. It shouldn't be a big deal, but...
So she blew up at you?
Yeah. Pat says, if you can't follow basic instructions, what use are you? Then she launches into a 10-minute lecture while shaking her finger at me.
Wow, that's not cool at all.You know, actually, I've heard from a few people that Pat's a bit of a hothead.
You know, Gray, I'm not a confrontational person, but no one should have to take this kind of abuse.
原来 Betty 把季度报告印在了纸的反正两面，不符合 Pat 的要求。Betty 觉得这没什么大不了的，可是 Pat 却 blow up at her， 对她大发雷霆。Gray 对她深表同情，说不少的人都抱怨说 Pat 脾气暴躁。
A bit of a hothead.
容易头脑发热。Betty 说自己不爱吵架。
Not confrontational.
但是没有人该受这种气。
No one should take this kind of abuse.
Excuse me, Betty. Hey, Terry, come over here for a second. Betty, this is my friend Terry. Terry works for our company's human resources department. He might have some ideas for you.
Hello, Betty. Nice to meet you. Hi, Gray. So what's up?
Betty's boss, Pat Noonan, is giving her a hard time. Betty's thinking of quitting if she can't figure something out.
Ah, the old nasty boss dilemma. Let me give it to you straight. Pat also supervises my department. So filing a complaint against her will probably get you nowhere.
So I'm doomed. I guess I'll start looking for a new job.
在人事部 Human Resources Department 工作的 Terry 刚好路过， Gray 向他征求意见。 Gray 说，
Betty's boss is giving her a hard time. To give someone a hard time.
意思就是跟某人过不去。 Terry 回答说，
Let me give it to you straight.
意思就是直话直说，因为人事部门也归 Pat 管。
So filing a complaint against her will probably get you nowhere.
因此对他投诉恐怕没用。 Get you nowhere 是没用的意思。 Betty 听了以后很沮丧地说，
So I'm doomed.
那我就没救了。 Terry 还有更好的建议吗？我们下次继续介绍。
原来 Pat 脾气暴躁， She's a bit of a hothead， 容易头脑发热，经常 blow up at her employees， 对手下大发雷霆。Betty 觉得自己 not confrontational, 不爱吵架，不过自己也不该受这种气。
Yeah, I agree with Betty. No one should take this kind of abuse. I used to have a bad boss when I was in college. He actually told me that the only reason he kept me on the job was because he didn't have the time to find someone else.
Oh, 这也不是个省油的灯。So, how did you deal with this?
I mean, he couldn't...do anything to me, so I just kept my head down and did my job. I think you can also talk with the higher-ups or the human resources department if things get really ugly.
或者换个公司也行。 Gary 还在给 Betty 出主意，咱们接着去听听他是怎么说的吧。
礼节美语。
Betty 在上司 Pat 那儿受了气，同事 Gray 和人事部的 Terry 给他出谋划策。 Betty 说自己没救了，准备换工作。
Not so fast. Maybe what's needed here is a fresh approach. Let's start with Pat. Why is she so mean?
Because she's not a very nice person?
Maybe. But maybe she has a hard time dealing with stress. Did you know Pat's division has been losing money this quarter? She's getting a lot of flack from the board of directors.
So you're saying perhaps she's not really mad at me?
Could be. What we do know is we can't get rid of her. So we might as well try to find a way to work with her.
Terry 说,
she's getting a lot of flack from the board of directors. F-L-A-C-K, flack.
就是批判的意思。不管怎么样，既然躲不开他，就得想办法跟他搞好关系。
I think Betty should have a chat with Pat. Tell her you think you need more direction and guidance. Tell Pat you're sorry if you haven't lived up to her expectations. Now, admittedly, what you're doing here is employing a strategy.
Yeah, I think I get it.By offering a kind of truce and by being humble, maybe she'll change her tune and start being kinder.
Exactly. How is your relationship with other managers in your department?
Very good.
Terry 建议 Betty 找 Pat 去谈心。
Have a chat with Pat.
告诉 Pat 说如果自己没能让他满意请他原谅同时表示自己需要更多的指导。Betty 一听就明白了知道这是一种策略。通过改变自己的态度促使 Pat 也改变态度 Betty 还说他跟其他上司关系都不错
Okay, so spend some time getting to know them better It's good to have friends that will go to bat for you in private
That's sound advice But of course it's always a good idea to evaluate yourself to make sure there isn't some way to improve
But what if I do all these things and Pat is still nasty to me
Well, you can report her to higher-ups, but that should be a last resort.
You could also consider transferring to another department.
But you know, it's been my experience that 99% of the time, a little bit of effort can help overcome these sorts of problems.
I think you're probably right. I'll give it a shot.
Terry 说,
It's good to have friends that will go to bat for you in private.
有朋友私下里帮你是最好的。不过，如果怎么做都没用呢
？You can report her to higher ups.
向上级投诉。
But that should be a last resort.
但这是不得已而为之。
It's so nice we don't have to worry about this. Our boss is awesome. I bet she'd even go hiking with us.
那你们自己去吧，我可不去。
Seems like we didn't learn anything from today's class, did we, Yanglin? Let me have a talk with you.
哎呦，好啦好啦，去去。
I'm just such a great negotiator.
臭美，我是看在领导的份上。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。
一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
The Voice of America